I'm David Ford. Stopping in for a bite at Muddy Creek Cafe in Bethania is a little like stepping back in time. These days at Muddy Creek, you'll find visitors hanging out on the porch, sampling homemade food, sipping wine and beer from local vineyards and microbreweries, and listening to great live music with local bands and singer-songwriters, and even the occasional open mic night. This July 4th, it'll be their first annual original music showcase from noon to 10 on two stages. More than a dozen bands, including Cloud Mary, Bill's Fault, Lee and Susan Terry, and the Tyler Miller Band, will perform. Cafe owner Shauna Whitehead spoke with me about the early beginnings of her Muddy Creek Cafe. How did you come up with the name?
Well, Bethania has a lot of, there are three wonderful little hiking trails out in Bethania, and one of them goes right by the Muddy Creek, which runs through Winston-Salem. And it was just a nice, one of my favorite places to walk, a nice simple hike, and that is how the name came to me, to name the cafe, the Muddy Creek Cafe, being that it's right across the street from the Muddy Creek.
It seems like there's lots of stuff going on in the Bethania area.
Oh, there are lots of neat little activities. There are Trail Days events. There is a wonderful antique festival every spring. There's the Black Walnut Festival in the fall. So lots of neat things to do. A beautiful visitor center across the street from the cafe that is often hosts craft festivals and things like that. And then we also have an antique festival, the Bethania Antique Jubilee, every June. And that is a lot of antique vendors, a lot of upcycled, recycled, retro type things, plus lots of music and food.
Well, give me the story, the early beginnings of Muddy Creek Cafe. How did it come about?
Okay, David. Well, I live out in the Bethania area, and I spent a lot of time driving by that old Bethania mill and kept looking at the de-seeding shed, which for a long time was nothing, and I thought it would be a great location for a cafe. So with some time and effort and a lot of work, we were able to take that old de-seeding shed and upfit it into a working cafe. And so we opened just over 2 years ago. But it was an actual working de-seeding shed for a long time where people would back up their trucks and sift the grain, bring the seeds back to plant. When we first moved into the location, it was filled with the dirt, bird's nests and bugs and all kinds of things. So we spent a lot of time cleaning it up.
How long was the rehab renovation?
Oh, it took a good 6 months or so.
Wow.
It had to be upfitted with plumbing and electrical that would be suited for a cafe. And, of course, all the health department regulations, serving food out of an old historic building. And we wanted to keep it as authentic as possible. So we worked with architects to keep as much of the integrity of the original building inside and out as we could.
It's beautiful. I mean, and it's, you've done a great job with the renovation because it looks just like it could be up and running right now.
Yes.
You know, de-seeding. Yeah. Initially, was music a part of the picture there?
Music kind of came as an almost an afterthought. We opened focusing on a real simple menu of sandwiches and salads. And I had a couple friends who are musicians who wanted to come out and play. I think Nick Croucher was the first one. And he came out and played music one evening for us. And that was great. And then we had a couple other musicians come out, guitarists, singer-songwriters. And before you knew it, that part of the business really took off. Our customers really enjoyed sitting outside on that beautiful patio listening to music and kind of grew from there.
Here you drive by, you hear that music, and you go, what is that? I might have to go check that out. And then when I do get in the door, what will I find there? Put me in the seat there at Muddy Creek Cafe. What sorts of offerings?
Well, we have lots of really good hearty sandwiches. That's probably our specialty. We make our own pimento cheese. We make a really wonderful classic chicken salad. We make our own hummus. So we do soups and sandwiches. That's our menu. We also have old-fashioned sodas. We have beer and wine. We try and have a good selection of wines from local vineyards as well as craft beers from downtown and from other areas in North Carolina. Real good coffee from Cranky's. And then on the weekend evenings, we have music every Friday and Saturday night. Sometimes it's just a simple singer-songwriter. Sometimes it's a larger band. We do everything from bluegrass and country to indie rock, jazz, and blues.
Muddy Creek Cafe owner Shauna Whitehead. This July 4th, it'll be their first annual original music showcase from noon to 10, with 14 different bands performing their own original songs and music on two stages. There'll be a beer garden and more, and you'll find links to the Muddy Creek Cafe Facebook page on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. A portion of the proceeds from the event will go to support Habitat for Humanity of Forsyth County. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.